Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to Matt in Waldwick. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, guys? Yo. How you doing? Love the show so far today. Just quick question, Evan.
Yes.
I'm planning on picking up a couple steaks to grill. Should I leave them out for a little bit before I grill them? Or am I going to put them right on the grill from the fridge?
Well,
I was like, who am I going to ask this question?
You should ask the guy that's never grilled before.
And I turn the radio this morning, and I hear, you know, Gio discussing this. I'm like, there's no way Evan never grilled.
I am so curious, by the way. This came up on the air, I'd say, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
What caused Giannotti to figure it out now? Which is
fine. I don't know.
It was a caller.
A caller brought up and said Evan doesn't own a barbecue?
Basically said, Gio, all this scuttlebutt, how come you haven't brought up Evan not barbecue
yet? Jeez.
And I tell you, the hilarious thing was, I don't know who said it, but they were like, oh, no, I think a caller today was like, that should be like an interview question to host a radio show. Like, have you ever grilled before?
Well, guess what? I wouldn't be here right now. Right.
Jerry had your back, though. Jerry said you lived in a lot of apartments. Now you live with a cooking. He gave the whole thing, cooking father-in-law.
Oh, so he listened to the segment then, Jerry did. Because that's what I said.
Thank you.
And Gio's point was, though, you own a nice house. At some point on a July afternoon, Abuelo, move over, give me the spatula.
Abuelo is a chef.
Yeah.
A chef.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Therefore, if you have a chef, you don't cook.
You're spot on. Like, here's where, and for those that aren't aware, I guess a few weeks ago it came up that I have never, ever grilled. Just have never done it. Mm. And while off the surface that sounds nuts, which I totally understand, my explanation that I guess Jerry laid out this morning and Tiki mentioned when we talked about this is that I move out of my house as a kid. I move out when I'm 17 years old. That's when I left my parents. I go live in an apartment and another apartment and another apartment. I lived in an apartment between the ages of 17 and when I finally bought the house that me and my wife live in. So while I'm in an apartment, I never barbecue.
Yeah. And some of those apartments, you can't.
You can't.
Like, you can get the little George Foreman grill and stick it on the balcony.
Well, I've done George Foreman grills. Does that count?
No, it doesn't count.
Okay.
That thing doesn't even have an on-off switch.
I was going to say, I used to live off George Foreman grills. So I never barbecued living in the apartment. Now we move into this beautiful house, and I remember when my wife said, hey, you think it would be all right if my parents lived with us? Not my parents, her parents. And I was like, I love your parents. I think it'll work. And it's been great. Like, we have a great relationship. I love my mother-in-law, love my father-in-law. We've never had a crossword. I've lived in the same house with them, our house, for how many years now? Since 2015. 2016.
Allowing him to watch the wrong championship games, the whole thing.
Well, that was an innocent mistake.
8 years.
Eight years we've lived there. He is a retired chef. And also what I've learned marrying into the Latino culture is that one of the ways they show love is by cooking. Mm. That is a true story. I never knew that till I met my wife. And she explained it to me because there was one day where, and I'll never forget, it was the biggest fight we ever had. I didn't wait for her to have dinner. Didn't do it. Just ate the dinner. It's the one time where our relationship could have ended. It could have been. It was so severe, and I didn't understand it because I grew up in a household in which, like, we ate dinner together, but sometimes we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't always the case.
Yeah. Schedules don't line up, whatever.
A lot of nights, me and my dad would go to Met games. We would just eat dinner at Chase State. Like, it just wasn't a thing. So it wasn't a big deal. My wife explains it with, like, look in her eyes of hell. Like, you don't get it. You don't get it. And she called me a name I cannot repeat on the air because I think it's kind of whatever.
Yeah.
In Latino culture, food is love. And I said, okay. So when my father-in-law makes dinner every single night, and I get it, you can make fun of it. Oh, Evan's lazy. Oh, he's got a live-in chef. It's love. Because there have been nights, and I learned this the hard way, where I was like, I'm good. Oh, my God, you think I assaulted him.
Sit down and eat.
No, you eat.
Yeah.
You don't like the food. You eat the food. It's love. So I totally understand where you, Sean, and I didn't get to hear G, but what G was probably saying of, come on, you got to learn.
I
say abo, abuelo, move to the side, let me cook. If I did that, it's like an assault on love. I can't do it. So my only option to ever grill is to just do it with you guys. Like, honestly, because I can't do it at home. And I get it.
Come on.
That's how he shows love.
I have a grill. I never turn it on. Come on.
Thank you, Tiki. I will.
I've pivoted on this. I totally see where you're coming from and understand. By the way, there was another caller later on that said you ended up nailing it. You have somebody that cooks for you and you go to all the games you want. Nobody questions it. Your in-laws live with you. So that guy back up. All I am saying is we have a nice, lengthy summer. I think you just approach him with love and say, I just want to learn. You could still be the cook. Just teach me your ways.
Mm.
Or at the very least, have both of your sons stand there so that they have the ability to pass it on down the line.
That's a good
somewhere
point.
Along yeah. the line, somebody else in your house needs to learn his ways and how to grill so they can continue the tradition of passing
point.
Out love.
That's a good point. Passing down the tradition.
No, it's a very good point. With that said, I'm probably not going to do it. It was a nice suggestion.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.